I'm not drinking that, said Bilious firmly, and then clutched at his head. But gods are practically unkillable, aren't they? Said the Dean. Oh, good, muttered Bilious. Why not stick my legs in a meat grinder then? Well, if you think it might help.
I anticipated a certain amount of resistance from the patient, said the Arch-Chancellor. He removed his hat and fished out a small crystal ball from a pocket in the lining. Let's see what the god of wine is up to at the moment, shall we? Shouldn't be too difficult to locate a fun-loving god like him on an evening like this.
He blew on the glass and polished it. Then he brightened up.
Why, here he is, the little rascal. On Dun Manifestin, I do believe. Yes, yes, reclining on his couch surrounded by naked maenads.
What?
Maniacs, said the Dean.
He means excitable young women, said Susan.
And it seemed to her that there was a general ripple of movement among the wizards, a sort of nonchalant drawing towards the glittering ball.
Can't quite see what he's doing, said Ridcully.
Let me see if I can make it out, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies hopefully.
Ridcully half turned to keep the ball out of his reach.
Ah, yes, he said. It looks like he's drinking. Yes, could very well be a lager and black currant, if I'm any judge.
Oh, me, moaned the O-God.
These young women now, the lecturer in recent runes began. I can see there's some bottles on the table, Ridcully continued. That one, yes, could be scumble, which, as you know, is made from apples.
Mainly apples, the Dean volunteered.
Now, about these poor mad girls,
the O-God slumped to his knees.
And there's that drink, you know, there's a worm in the bottle. Oh, me. And there's an empty glass, a big one, can't quite see what it contained, but there's a paper umbrella in it, and some cherries on a stick. Oh, and an amusing little monkey. Oh.
Of course, there's a lot of other bottles too, said Ridcully cheerfully. Different coloured drinks, mainly. The sort made from melons and coconuts and chocolate and such like. Don't you know? Funny thing is, all the glasses on the table are pint mugs. Bilious fell forward.
All right, he murmured. I'll drink the wretched stuff.
Not quite ready yet, said Ridcully.
Ah, thank you, Modo. Modo tiptoed in, pushing a trolley. There was a large metal bowl on it, in which a small bottle stood in the middle of a heap of crushed ice.
Only just made this for Hogswatch dinner, said Ridcully. Hasn't had much time to mature yet.
He put down the crystal and fished a pair of heavy gloves out of his hat. The wizards spread like an opening flower. One moment they were gathered around Ridcully, the next they were standing close to various items of heavy furniture. Susan felt she was present at a ceremony and hadn't been told the rules.
What's that?
She said as Ridcully carefully lifted up the bottle.
Wow, wow sauce, said Ridcully. Finest condiment known to man. A happy accompaniment to meat, fish, fowl, eggs, and many types of vegetable dishes. It's not safe to drink it when sweat's still condensing on the bottle, though.
He peered at the bottle and then rubbed at it, causing a glassy, squeaky noise.
On the other hand, he said brightly, if it's a kill or cure remedy, then we are, given that the patient is practically immortal, probably on to a winner.
He placed a thumb over the cork and shook the bottle vigorously. There was a crash as the Chair of Indefinite Studies and the Senior Wrangler tried to get under the same table.
And these fellows seem to have taken against it for some reason, he said, approaching the beaker. I prefer a sauce that doesn't mean you mustn't make any jolting movements for half an hour after using it, muttered the Dean.
And that can't be used for breaking up small rocks, said the Senior Wrangler.
Or getting rid of tree roots, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
And which isn't exactly outlawed in three cities, said the lecturer in recent runes.
Ridcully cautiously uncorked the bottle. There was a brief hiss of indrawn air. He allowed a few drops to splash into the beaker. Nothing happened. A more generous helping was allowed to fall. The mixture remained irredeemably inert. Ridcully sniffed suspiciously at the bottle.
I wonder if I added enough grated wahuni, he said,
and then upturned the sauce and let most of it slide into the mixture. It merely went gloop. The wizards began to stand up and brush themselves off, giving one another the rather embarrassed grins of people who know that they've just been part of a synchronized making-a-fool-of-yourself team.
"I know we've had that as a fetida rather a long time," said Ridcully.
He He turned the bottle round, peering at it sadly. Finally, he tipped it up for the last time and